Which is, as you introduced, a complete groupware suit. And I will start by pointing out the corner piece of all of this, which is MAPI, the messaging application programming interface, something that has started around in the early 90s, let's say, by Microsoft, and it can actually refer to a multitude of things, including the data model. So you have inboxes, folders, messages, attachments, and the relation between one another. And then you also have the programming interface. So, for example, this is what Outlook uses, a C API that is in some DLL. But as we may see in the specifications, MAPI is also used to refer to network protocols, which makes this a bit confusing because a program like Outlook could use MAPI, the programming interface, without ever talking MAPI on the network. Or we could have the inverse, where there is no MAPI programming interface, but there's MAPI spoken at the network. And so the leading MAPI product is, well, there's no question about it, it's just Microsoft and Microsoft. So Exchange and Exchange Online, which is the first is the on-premise server, which you can install on your own hardware, and Exchange Online is just this magic cloud service that you have no more sight into what happens. There's an extra interface provided by the online services, which is Graph API, another rehash on how to access your own mailbox, and maybe that will in the future be added to the on-premise version as well. We don't know. And the coverage of Exchange is quite broad. There's over 100 documents, over 8,000 pages of documentation that they've written in the past 10-plus years on the matter. And of course, because we have our Unix mailbox formats and internet mail formats that were defined by, well, let's say the internet community, the text-based formats that we all know and love, you also have to support them in such a MAPI world because that's what everybody else talks in the transport. And so coming to Gramunio itself, for the audience at Fostem, it's probably easiest to say Gramunio is a product and it's also something of a Linux distribution with various components. We have our core central server, so what we call the information store, which holds the mail and provides a basic API like give me this message, give me that message. And then we have added components such as the postfix that's well known for just handling most of the SMTP delivery part. For file sharing, for example, we have also reused more software because why invent your own if you can make something else work rather well? And we can use either own cloud or next cloud. They are pretty much the same still. For chat, we've used Mattermost, and they integrate with, for example, the user database that we utilize. It may be hard to see on the screen right now, so feel free to click on the PDFs in the schedule. So our information server is called Gromux. It wasn't really meant as an acronym, but if you find something that fits, feel free to just make whatever you want of it. And it implements, so the first slide alluded to 27 protocols. It's a bit more. But it's still not all of them, all of the 100 documents. And we just used and implemented the bits of the specifications that we needed to get email clients running in the expected functionality, which is mail, calendar, contacts, meetings, which is a part of calendaring. And so at the end of the list, you can see, for example, PST and CFB, so we can import from most, so like 80% of the Microsoft's very own formats. I'm still working on something more, but I need to see where that leads me because that's not documented. So when we do re-implement, when we did re-implementation of the protocols, what you more or less do is you set up an SSL interceptor on either the local machine or, for example, a Linux machine, use the same SSL certificates or redirect. The tools for this are Fiddler, which is something of a Wireshark in its own right, but more web-oriented. And then you just compare to the specs if it matches them or not. And then you write your usual marshalling code, which is serialization and deserialization to network protocols. Because the Microsoft ecosystem is very binary format heavy. So, yeah. Using MFC MAP and Outlook, one can trigger the various actions on the mailbox and then look at what the requests look like. Again, this screenshot doesn't do justice on this laptop, so please excuse that. So you see the individual requests and can analyze them. So people have already written large amounts of dissectors in the past, and one can use that. Furthermore, once you got the decoding of the network bytes right, one can look at the logical structure, at which point it's beneficial to just turn on request logging at whatever level there might be one issue remaining. For example, when you just return the wrong data or umlauts are broken once again, that's then where you can also step in with debuggers, for example. We also implemented EWS. It's the Exchange Web Services. It's more of an XML kind of access protocol, once again, for the mailbox. Again, we start Outlook or other mail clients, look what the requests are, trying to make sense of it using the specifications, and then possibly replay those requests to an Exchange server, because when you start out, you let the Outlook connect to an Exchange and see, what is it going over the wire? And then it's re-implemented in our own. So that's a bit of, it's a laborious task, but eventually that too was finished. The tool we used here is called Postman. It's something like a graphical libcurl, if you want. And so we now have, with the help of EWS, connectivity for Mac clients, for example. So this is Outlook for Mac with my sample inbox here, just one attachment. And it also works with Macmail, it's called, which is Apple's own implementation of a groupware client, I guess. And you have now access to Exchange-ish calendars. But using, of course, our implementation instead of Microsoft's.
I have a very small technical interrupt. Sorry for that. I got some feedback from the back of the room that it's quite hard to understand speakers in general. Is that right? You can probably raise your hand if it's a little bit hard to listen. Okay, that's nice. I was with a technical team, and they said they cannot amplify the speakers in that room because the acoustics in these rooms generally is a problem. So what can be done is that we keep the doors closed, first of all, that people keep a little bit silence because it will reduce surrounding noise at all, and probably also as a speaker, you can try to speak up a little bit because that would work.
Need a mic.
If you might, yeah. But maybe just use one.
Turn it off.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So if this, yeah, sorry. This works. Seems to work better. So in the course of doing that, I have and my team have found a number. Like so, directional microphones. So in the course of all that work, we have identified multiple problems in the specifications, things being underspecified or omitted outright. And so we just sent a bunch of pull requests to Microsoft in that regard, and they've been accepted so far. And so Gromox is the information store that we have. It uses SQLite, so it's also quite snappy. I would have a demonstration, but this is a presenter laptop, so I didn't read the pamphlet. So we can do all these various protocols, including the traditional RPC, so Samba was a great help in that. On top of that is MAPI HTTP, and it's EMSMDB. These are all the binary formats that the classic Outlook speak that you can run on Windows. And as said, the Mac ecosystem uses EWS, and your mobile phone, this is then on the right-hand side, uses actually EAS, it's the ActiveSync. So yet another protocol for mailboxes. I think I'll be here implementing even more protocols for the next 10 years. As I said, as I alluded to earlier, Graph API is the next hot thing on Microsoft. Yeah, let's see where that goes. Yeah, some components are implemented in PHP 8. If you want, you can also run them on 7, but who would want that? This comes from that there was existing software that could be reused once again. And so that's our main binding if you don't want to interact with C++. What does the future hold? We would like to work on a better visualization of accessing one mailbox. It's like shared mailbox RFP. You've never really seen email until you have one store where 1,000 users at once try to access it. Better support, improved support for the internet formats would be very welcome. Because we have quite some old internet mail parsers in there for the RFC 2822 stuff and so on. I've started working on that using more of libvmime, also already popularized by some other open source projects of the past, and of course reporting more errors in the specifications as I move along and find some time to deal with the Microsoft people because not all of their specifications are actually published on GitHub, so all you can really do is make a normal issue here. I'd like to have that and that paragraph edited and see where that goes. Thanks, that's my time. If you have any questions, now's the time.
All right. Maybe we choose again. All right, thank you. Is there any questions? Oops. I see one hand here. Wait a second.
The current Outlook clients.
Which one?
Yes, the new one in the web one and the one right before that was still the C implementations, the two for Windows. Which protocols do they use? They then use right now?
The Windows Outlook client as of today, so 2019-2021, offers the classic binary protocols, EMSMDB and NSP. It can run them over DCRPC or MAPI HTTP, depending on which features the server advertises. So it can be proxied these days since 2013. And you can also configure the Windows Outlook to use ActiveSync instead if you so want. But that way you don't really have access to public folders or shared mailboxes right now.
Right. A question about these various protocols that Microsoft. Like, how old are they, and do you think some of them are well designed or not so much, or what's your feeling about this?
I would like to say at first I said well this is horrible, but then there's a bit of a Stockholm syndrome where you get into so that's what they must have thought at that time. Certainly, so the DCE stuff comes from OSF, as some of you might know, so the people that invented X.400, the very terrible version of LDAP. So that's the worst, I guess. The rest is kind of sensible at some point. There's a bit of legacy baggage in times when you think, but why? You got to do what you got to do. It's specified, and if you want to make it work with the various clients, you just have to do it and then move on.
And do you have client interoperability issue that different clients do it differently, or are the clients somewhat consistent.
So under Windows, at least, everyone uses MAPI32.dll. That's the C interface. How long has it been here? So MAPI started, I believe, in 92 in its very first incantation, and then they, at some point, and it was what it was today, about 96, I guess, Outlook 97, maybe everyone remembers. That's where it still looks the same like back then. So that's the approximate age of it. As said, you have the C interface for programming or even Visual Basic interfaces. And then there's the network parts. How old the network protocols are, I don't really know, because Microsoft only started specifying them after the EU legislation, antitrust things, and so on and so on. So you can see in the documentation, documentation was an afterthought, as always, which isn't all that wrong in practice. I mean, Perl is not really specified by its interpreter. Python is kind of specified by its CPython interpreter until someone said, nah, we need to improve that. So, all good. But specification is really like manual pages. You can't read it like a book. But if you try to find something out, you use the index or just search function for a keyword, and then go to all those places where the keyword appears, and then just read, and then maybe magically you get a bright idea what it was that it's supposed to be. It seems to me like in any large business, the people go in and go out of jobs over the years, and then, okay, so this paragraph has almost nothing to do with the next one, but it's correct what's in there, so.
All right, we still would have time for questions. Is there any? There's one. Yeah.
I see here on the table of the C++ 70 protocols, there's also IMAP and POP3. Are they actually re-implemented on the project, or you're using another backend server to actually implement over them, Exchange and so on?
We have an IMAP POP3 gateway on top of the information store, as we call it. I would love to throw the one out that we've inherited over the years. And use something like Dovecot and write a plugin for Dovecot, for example. Unfortunately, Dovecot is not documented at all. Okay. So right now, I'd prefer. Well, we have what we have, so that's that.
All right. Thank you very much. For your talk again.